New pitcher in from the bullpen for the Crusaders, right-hander Ethan Wilson. He'll pitch to Connor Curley, and the pitch to Curley. Swing, a bouncer to the second baseman, Patrick Taylor. He'll throw out Curley. That will score a run. Scoring from third is Matthew McDade. And over to third goes Ian King. And that makes it a three-run lead for Belmont Abbey at 15-12 here in the top of the ninth. So Columbus State has scored three runs here in the top of the ninth. They now have a runner at third with one out at the top of the batting order. It's Isaac Burton. Burton stands in, right-handed batter. Stretch in the pitch by Ethan Wilson to Isaac Burton. He starts Burton with a curveball in there, strike one. Burton with a single back in the third. He also reached on a walk and scored in the fourth inning. Burton, a right-handed batter, waiting. And the 0-1 pitch by Wilson. Curveball off the plate. One ball, one strike. Top half, inning number nine. The Columbus State Cougars trailing now by three runs. They've scored three runs here in the top of the ninth to pull to within a score of 15-12. One out. And the pitch out of the way. Line down into the right center field gap. That's easily going to bring in Ian King from third base. And it's a 15-13 ball game here at the top of the ninth. A double and an RBI for Isaac Burton. So the tying runner stands in at home plate. And it's Isaiah Henderson. Henderson hit a solo home run to center field in the sixth inning. So keep that in mind. And Isaac stands in. Burton has walked, grounded out twice, fly to center field, and then hit a home run to center field. Isaac Henderson with Isaac Burton, the runner at second. Isaiah Henderson and Isaac Burton, the runner at second. Fastball across the count, 0-1 on Isaiah Henderson. Top of the ninth inning. Columbus State down by two runs now at 15-13. The 0-1 pitch by Ethan Wilson. Breaking ball outside, the count 1-1. Columbus State has scored four runs here in the top of the ninth. And right now they have the tying runner at home plate with one out. The runner at second is Isaac Burton. A 1-1 pitch to Isaiah Henderson. Swing, fly ball to right. And it is caught by the right fielder, Duhame, who quickly gets the throw back in the infield. There's out number two. So it's come down to Steve Minter, the designated hitter for Columbus State. Minter hit a three-run home run in the fourth inning. And prior to that, he hit a single that brought in two runs. So Minter with five RBIs this afternoon. Ethan Wilson on the mound trying to end this ball game for the Crusaders. His pitch to Minter is a fastball fouled away. Strike one. Belmont Abbey, 15 runs, 19 hits. Columbus State, 13 runs and 12 hits. So that's 28 combined runs. Between these two teams, a pitch. Ground ball might end the game. One hop to the second baseman, Patrick Taylor. And he throws out Minter at first base, and that will end the ball game. Here in the top of the ninth, Columbus State makes it interesting, scoring four runs. But it's a 15-13 win by Belmont Abbey. So Belmont Abbey will play Newberry later tonight. You can also watch and listen to that game on Newberry Sports. And then coming up in about a half hour, it'll be UNC Pembroke to play Columbus State. So one of those two teams is going to go home when the afternoon is over. It's either going to be Columbus State or UNC Pembroke. So a lot of baseball yet to come. All right, final here today, game number one of this regional play in Newberry, South Carolina. 15-13, it's Belmont Abbey. They beat Columbus State. That'll do it for me, Gary Griffith. I'll see you in a little while for that second game between UNC Pembroke and the Columbus State Cougars.